A lot of times the Oscars feel like more of an artsy community. You know, sometimes they nail it and the movie's like, God, everybody saw it. It was great. But especially the last number of years, because most of the mainstream movies that come out are remakes and reheated nachos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the movies that get nominated, most people never saw. So, yeah, that makes sense. But so somebody put out, these are movies that are 10 out of 10, no bad parts. They have their list of 20, but obviously we will have some as well. Each of you gets one veto.
Oh, no, veto. Okay. Okay. All right.
So if somebody suggests one and they're like, yeah, it's perfect, you can take them out.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
You want to guess?
I like veto power.
Something that's on the list?
Yes. That's like normal mainstream movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight.
That is not on there.
Oh.
I would agree, though, that that is...
I mean, there's plot holes and everything else, like most movies, but it's a great
movie. It's a great movie.
Like, it's gripping.
The acting is fantastic and everything else. Anybody want to veto that?
No.
No.
Okay. That's such a good movie. I'm shocked that's not on there.
All right. Who else has a guess?
I know this isn't on the list, but I'm going to throw it out there. It's a personal one of mine is Baby Driver. That is good from beginning to end.
That is a good movie. It is not on there, but I enjoyed it a lot.
It's a perfect soundtrack. All of the like gunshots and everything in it and like the car sounds are all choreographed to the music.
It is a unique film that also, even if you don't get caught up in the music, the soundtrack at all, is just a good movie anyway.
Yeah. So. What about that one that was filmed all in one shot of 1917.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's fantastic. Really, really, really good. It's not.
Okay, are we going to hear like Shawshank Redemption on here? Because that's on every list.
Shawshank Redemption is on there.
Of course it is.
Yes, it is.
What about Forrest Gump? Is that one on there?
No.
Okay.
It shouldn't be. That's so stupid.
I know, but those are like so insanely popular. They make every list. Yeah. What about like The Notebook? Are we talking like romance like that too?
It's all categories. There's animated films. There's teen comedies. There's like a couple you'd consider classics, a couple cult classics.
Okay, animated Toy Story.
For sure.
No.
Toy Story 2.
Any of those, right?
None of the Toy Stories?
No.
What about?
I'll tell you what animated one is on there. The Emperor's New Groove from 2000.
No way.
All right, I'm a big fan of that, but that's not the best thing.
But Maitland just lit up like it's Christmas. Are you
that's
so excited?
On that list?
Yes.
It is a perfect film.
What makes it perfect? I've never seen it.
Film. Oh. Wow. You're even calling it film.
Oh, it is so good.
Cinema.
It is so good. It's got David Spade. He turns into a llama.
Okay.
I vaguely remember the premise of it, but I don't think I ever saw that. That was post me being a child and pre me being a father.
Yeah, that's it. That's from the dark era of animation of our lives.
Yeah, but it's got an iconic line. Pull the switch.
Lever.
Whatever.
Tommy.
So did you say pull the switch?
Switch.
Oh, switch.
That did kind of come out like switch, though.
Yeah, it sounded like switch.
The wacky lady.
That is a classic.
Yeah. Wacky lady who's trying to poison Cusco. She accidentally turns him into a llama instead of killing him. And then they go on this wild adventure. And at one point she's got this crazy voice. She's like, pull the lever, Kronk. And Kronk is her henchman. And he pulls the lever. She goes, wrong lever! And goes down the wrong
this
pipe.
Is a... Anybody want to use their veto?
I mean...
Yes, please.
You know,
Are you vetoing it off the list? Well, that one's out.
Dang it.
Okay, sorry, what about...
I haven't seen it, so...
You said that there's classics on there. What about, like, The Breakfast Club or something like that?
Like, how far back are we talking here? Like, all the way back? Or you said, like, the last 40-ish years?
Breakfast Club is not on there,
mm.
but the oldest movie on there is 1957. Most of them are from 80s to now.
Is 1957 Wizard of Oz?
No, that is older than that.
Gotta have Goodfellas on there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No.
Saving Private Ryan.
Goodfellas is 14th. That is a really good one. No.
Saving Ryan's Privates.
Yes.
Saving
Private Ryan just on our behalf, though. Like, I would say that's pretty close to perfect.
That's a great movie. Man, is that moving.
Anybody want to veto that? Sorry, Steve, sorry. I know you...
No.
You don't like World War II movies. You already used it up, though, on The Emperor's New Groove. So, you're out of vetoes.
I haven't seen it enough to...
To hate it.
Yeah.
It's not really a rewatch movie. Saving Private Ryan.
It's not. I mean, oh man, I've probably
for
seen
some
it
people
like eight times.
What about Good Will Hunting?
Nope.
Oh,
that's really? That's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
That is a 10 out of 10
for me.
Are there any Robin Williams on there?
Flubber.
Yeah,
I love Flubber.
Popeye.
Flubber's not on here, but there are movies on here that are like Flubber-esque.
Flubber-ish.
Like where you would go, oh, those are kind of in the same, well, you know. I don't think there's a Robin Williams movie on there.
Okay, so you say Flubber-ish. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Is that on there?
No.
I love
that. Just watched that like 2 weeks ago.
I've never seen that.
What? You would love it. Your kids would love it too. The bee scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, my kids enjoyed it. They didn't love it, but they enjoyed it.
I'll let you think of some more, and I will give you some of the ones that are on here. Jaws. The first big summer hit. That movie, it means nothing to me.
Yeah.
I
liked it when I was a kid. It scared the crap out of me when I was a kid, because the first time I saw it, I was probably like 6.
Wow.
And it was on TV, and I was like, oh.
I don't dislike it. I'm just indifferent to it. But yeah, I suppose if you grew up with it.
That,
well, the special effects are pretty lame now.
Okay, number 19 on their list of movies that are a 10 out of 10, no bad parts. That's okay. The whole argument here is there's no bad part.
Okay.
Tremors.
Oh, Tremors.
I mean, that's not one I would have thought to put on here.
No.
But it's a very entertaining movie.
Yeah.
Is that Kevin Bacon?
Yes. Kevin Bacon.
And
Michael
Reba McEntire.
Michael Gross.
Is Reba McEntire in that?
Yeah.
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 And
Reba
it's about
McEntire, Michael Gross.
Groundworms?
The dad on Family Ties.
I mean, they call them Graboids.
Graboids?
That's what I think Kevin Bacon's character comes up with the name Graboids. But they're like these big, massive worm things that tunnel throughout the ground. And if you step on the ground, the reverberations go all out through the ground, and then they're like, ah, there they are. And then the graboids come over, and then
where did these graboids come from?
Earth.
Were they always there? Just
the center of Earth.
Incubating, and then they got mad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really what happens?
Not sure.
I think
they might have only lived in this once, one place in this desert.
Like Arizona?
And,
somewhere else.
Discovered them
like the
before then. I don't
Southwest
know.
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really remember the the backstory.
Sounds a little limited, not going to lie. I know people who have seen it really like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it limited. There were two of them. There was a Tremors, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
More tremoring.
Airplanes.
Still tremoring.
What?
Airplane.
Okay. I mean, of the screwball, goofy Zucker movies or whatever, like, it's still funny. It's so stupid, but
it doesn't exactly stand the test of time, but also it still kind of does.
Well, I mean, like, that was one of those movies that we got 1,000 quotable lines from.
Yeah.
Like, even if you've never seen that movie, you've heard lines from it, even though you might not know it's from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, Shirley, you must be joking. I'm not. Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, that's true. Some from the audience. Short Circuit.
Oh, Johnny Five. Hey, Laser Lips, your mama was a snowblower. Classic.
Good line.
Hot Wings, you vetoing that?
Yes.
Oh, what? Hot Wings uses his veto on Short Circuit. Look at that. Yeah.
Shots fired.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
I don't think I ever saw it.
I know I've seen it, but I don't remember that well.
It's a movie that's a 10 out of 10. At one point, this beloved character, if you haven't seen it, it's Richard Dreyfuss is a guy that wanted to make it in music, and then he and his wife got pregnant when they weren't trying, and he, instead of being a teacher who keeps earning money while he pursues music, he becomes a music teacher full time and starts out a begrudging teacher and turns and follows him throughout his career and all the trials and tribulations. But at one point, he's on the cusp of running away with a student when he's a grown ass man with a child and a wife. Oh. He goes to the bus station.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's weird. And so I'm going to give that an exemption or a veto. That is, was, that can't know, be on
he
there.
He was breaking down.
Yeah. Men is on there. Home Alone, people are suggesting.
No.
Yes. Home Alone stays.
Entertaining movie.
You already used your veto.
You did.
Yeah, I think you've used a couple, actually.
Hot Wings is a walking veto. Somebody said anything by Mel Brooks, Top Gun, Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run.
What? Cannonball Run?
Yeah, had me till that one.
I mean, Entertaining, yes, but so stupid.
Somebody said, dudes, there are 6 Tremors. Don't disrespect the series. Just wait until you find out about the ass blasters. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing anymore.
Okay,
there are 6 Tremors movies?
That's what that person said.
I did not know that. There's a lot of direct-to-video, I'm guessing, at some point.
Yeah.
How about the Avengers?
Nope.
Ooh. Is there any Marvel on there? Because I'll veto that so quick.
There's not, so you can save it.
There's some great ones.
Marvel movies are not art. Or are not great filmmaking.
Thank you, Scorsese.
They are just...
Thank you, white chicks.
They're garbage. Yeah, yeah.
Emperor's got his new groove.
Yeah.
Is coming down hard.
Oh, my God.
It's better than, oh, man, this guy has powers now. And, oh, he's going to save the world. But first, they got to destroy the city. And then some guy with one eye is going to tell them they're in trouble. And they're going to defy his orders. But then they're all going to team up and save the day.
They're going to defy his orders.
Okay.
And then
that sounded
die.
Like she's never seen it, but
that's
kind
the plot of every single one.
Yeah, and
tell me I'm wrong.
One of them's gonna die, but they're part of another universe too, so they always come back.
Yeah,
right.
I'm over it.
That really did kind of like, yeah.
Are you kidding? There's
multiverse
action.
Thing.
There's comedy. There's sadness. There's heroism.
The same was in White Chicks.
It always comes back to White Chicks.
It does. Is that on that list?
Man,
no.
I thought of you on Friday morning when I walked into a coffee shop in Chicago.
You texted me about it.
White Chicks is playing on the TV.
Really?
What? And my wife's like, oh,
as
White Chicks. What a great movie.
The pinnacle of American
cinema. I was like, well, have I got a friend for you?
Yes. Okay. The next one on their list, I think, is definitely a 10 out of 10. No bad parts. Stand By Me. That is
that's a great movie.
Great.
You know, I've never seen it.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Never seen
You'd love it. Shaun of the Dead from 2004.
I've never seen that. I've heard it's good.
I need to go back and rewatch that because I remember seeing it back around then and being like, I don't get this. This is not funny.
It's a zombie comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 15 is the one from 1957, 12 Angry Men.
I've never seen the original.
Yeah, we had to watch it in high school literature. So
it's Henry Fonda, right?
Yeah.
I think
so.
And probably a bunch of other people.
Yeah,
too,
there's a ton of people in it. You're like, oh, I know that guy. I know that guy. Goodfellas. Then, okay, these next couple are slam dunks. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody can complain about that. Back to the Future.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. So rewatchable.
The Princess Bride.
I liked it, but I didn't love it the way a lot of people love it.
Some people go a little ham for it.
I just saw it for the first time.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was really funny.
I think it's a fun fairy tale.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's funny. It is funny.
Yeah.
Different kind of funny. Office Space, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Galaxy Quest.
Really?
With Tim Allen.
That just came up last week, which hadn't come up in 20 years, possibly.
I thought it was funny when I saw it.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Didn't really resonate, but The Thing from 1982.
Oh, yeah, John Carpenter's The Thing.
It.
Yeah, that one's got Kurt Russell in it. They're up in the Arctic somewhere. And
what is The Thing?
It's a monster.
But what kind of monster?
Flubber.
I haven't seen it in like 30 years.
Like,
is it
a humanoid? Is it a bad person? Is it a
graboid?
Yeah, it's
a graboid? An ass blaster? What is it?
I think it's some kind of creature that like takes over people and then it kind of consumes them. And I forget, man. Mm. I really do. I don't know.
Mm. Doesn't sound great. Matilda is number 6.
I loved Matilda. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
5. Everybody's going to agree. Ready? The Incredibles.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that was really good.
That Emperor's New Groove. My Cousin Vinny.
Amusing.
I was going to guess that one.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, amusing.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 1979, the original, Alien.
I love that movie. Alien was good.
No Star Wars.
Alien was good.
No Lord of the Rings.
Those are...
No Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean, Harry Potter.
No Twilight.
Those are, those are all pretty forgettable, honestly.
And Twilight, it's not... There are some parts in it where you're like, this was really dumb.
This text, come on, Freebeer. You can't tell me Hoosiers isn't on the list. It's not on the list, but it's definitely a 10 out of 10. Come on. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Howings, next week, they're bringing Stand By Me back to theaters for the, what would it be, the 40th anniversary?
40th, I guess. Yeah, probably.
That would be worth seeing. I watched that with the kids, and they all loved it.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's on, I mean, they loved it like streaming. We did. I could watch it today.
In the theater, we said.
I don't want to. I would also put Terminator 2 Judgment Day on there. That was a great movie from beginning to end. Eclipsed the first one.
I don't like this argument. I've heard people say this, and I guess technically it's true. But Raiders of the Lost Ark is amazing, this texter writes, until you realize that Indiana Jones actually serves no purpose in the film. If he had done nothing, the Nazis would have still opened the Ark of the Covenant and boiled their souls.
They would have. Also, they probably would have never found it.
Yeah. But that's not the point. We didn't know that. You didn't know that. It's not like we go, I told you they were going to just burn their souls. Come on, man.
That's true.